as usual, with the roll call, and I hand over to Gisela.
Thank you very much, Wolf. Good morning and good afternoon and good evening to everyone on today's Arala monthly call on Tuesday, the 26th of May at 1800 UTC. On today's call, we have Wolf Ludwig, Jimmy Schulz, Uriel Lantipuro, Cyranush Vardanyan, Jordi Iparagire, Sébastien Bachelet, Sandra Hoferichter, Liana Gassian, apologies noted from Annette Mühlberg, Olivier Cressin-Leblanc, Mathieu Camus, and Alan Grossberg. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Ariel Young, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Paul.
Okay, thanks a lot, Gisela, for this roll call and update. And if I have a look to the next agenda item with you on the action items from 21st April, the link was not updated, and to my memory, there was no other action items than following up on the crop candidates and make sure that the crop, our crop submissions will be approved in time, what happened in between. So, and there was no further action items. If you have any different memories from what I said, please speak up, or questions on this. We will come on the crop travelers come back later under agenda item 7. And if no questions are raised, let me continue with agenda item 4. As usual, as you have heard, Olivier is unfortunately not available exceptionally for tonight's call, nor is Alan Greenberg, who were contacted for this. They are both taken by another important conference call, and therefore tonight we have to do it without Olivier, and I agreed with Heidi that Heidi will give a brief summary on the most important points or the most essential one. Heidi, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Wolf. Actually, I'm going to give that responsibility to Ariel, who takes care of all of the policy work. So, Ariel,
okay.
Go ahead, Ariel.
Thanks for stepping in, Ariel.
Thanks, Heidi. Thanks, Wolf. This is Ariel for the record. Just to give you a brief update on the policy advice development activities in ALAC. Currently, there's no statement has been approved by the ALAC, but two are in the making. The first one is the statement on the CWG-INA second draft proposal. In fact, Alan Greenberg already submitted a statement on behalf of the ALAC to the public comment period, and currently the ALAC is ratifying the statement, and the ratification is scheduled to close tonight. So that's the first statement that is in process of being finalized. And the second statement is on the CCWG accountability, proposed accountability enhancement work stream 1. So the ALAC is drafting a statement at this moment. So that's the ones that are being worked on. And then also, as you can see from the agenda, we have a number of new public comment periods just come out. So the ALAC may not submit statements on all of these public comment periods, but there are a few ones that the ALAC will most likely submit a statement on, and I would read out to you their titles. The first one is the first one is actually on the proposed renewal of Dot Travel's sponsor TLD registry agreement. And the second one is on the proposed schedule and process operational improvements for AOC and organizational reviews. So that statement and that public comment is relevant to the ALAC because it's concerns with the upcoming large review. So that one I would like to highlight for you. And the third one that ALAC will most likely submit a statement on is the 2013 RAA WHOIS Accuracy Program Specification Review. And the last one is on the GNSO Privacy and Proxy Services Accreditation Issue Working Group Initial Report. So these four are the ones that the ALAC will write a statement on, and we'll appreciate your engagement in this process. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ariel, for this brief summary and update. There was a question posted by Sebastian, who is writing the statement on the CCVG accountability. Is there any pen holder known so far?
Thanks, Wolf. This is Ariel speaking. I believe Alan Greenberg is drafting a statement on this, but it's also likely to be a collaborative process and multiple people from at large will drafting together. But I will need to reconfirm with Alan. And now back to Sebastian about his question.
Other questions on this, Sebastian? Yes, Sebastian,
yes.
You raise your hand, please. You have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. Yeah, it's not too much to come to me. It's a global question. I think we need to know who is
Can
writing.
Can you speak
and,
up a little bit? You are hardly audible. Hello?
Maybe it's better now?
Yeah, now it's better.
Is it better now? Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was not thinking too much to get to have the answer, but I think it's important that we as a Uralo group need to know the answer, who is writing that. I am not sure that one of the reasons I ask this question, it's I am on behalf of Uralo, member of this working group, and we didn't decide or we even didn't have any question about who will write something, then it's why I think it's important for us to have this information. Thank you.
Well, actually, Sebastian, I think it's a very important point you raise because as we have representatives from Uralo in this working group, or they should be included, I think, in the drafting team. If there are any particular points of view from our region, from our side, I think they should be action items. This is a point we have to follow up on the Uralo level. And this, by the way, makes a bridge to our next agenda item, briefing on Uralo's special issue call from 18th May, this was a week ago, what we extraordinarily organized with support of staff, and we had a call last Monday where some of you participated. And I would just would like to use the opportunity, Sebastian, you were one of the presenters last Monday on this call. and the only one of the three presenters besides Olivier and besides Jean-Jacques Suprena, who is now on this call. And I just would like to give you the floor again to make just a short briefing and recall on this special issue call from last week.
Thank you, Wolf. Sébastien Bachelet speaking. We had, and thank you, Wolf, for organizing this special issue call, discussion on, I will say three topics. The two first one may be linked, but you know that there are three working groups. One is the ICG, who is coordinating, will be coordinating the answer for the IANA stewardship transition to the U.S. government from the three community, one for the parameter, one that's IETF mainly, one for the IP addresses, that's the IRs. Hello? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, the three communities and the parameter communities, the IP addresses community and the domain name community. The domain name is still working on a proposal, and it's the goal of the CWG on IANA stewardship transition. We just get the information that a document was written by Alan with input from various people, and it's currently under ratification by ILAC itself, but it's already published as a comment by at large. And the third group is the CCWG on ICANN accountability. I am member of this group for Uralo. Olivier is member of the CWG on IANA stewardship transition for Uralo, and Jean-Jacques Subrona is member of the ICG. And then we had the presentation of the work done by all those three working groups. Now the last one, the CCWG on accountability, is on the comment period, a document sent for comments by the community, and it's where we need to have inputs, and it's very important because I think this is a crucial part for at large. I will not say that IANA stewardship transition is not important. It is, but for our work and the evolution of ICANN, where we are participating, its stewardship will be the accountability. Sorry, who will be, I guess, even more important. And your input on this topic now it's quite quite important. I will say that it was a pity that we didn't get more participants and more inputs, but it's a good start, and we need to work on this comment for this CCWG on accountability document. Thank you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot for this summary, and I just noted in chat again, I can staff note under the action items that Uralo will coordinate with ALEC on the drafting process, and as I understood it, Sebastian, you volunteered already, being part of this process from our side, and this question of course includes also our other representatives like Olivier and potentially Jean-Jacques.
Yes, Wolf, Sébastien, again yes. I wanted to add one point. For example, there is a discussion on this topic about how we transform ICANN. Is it be? It will become a membership organization or any other type of change. If we talk about membership, one of the questions we have to ask as Uralo is that do we want to have the membership at the level of ILAC, with one voice by ALAC, or can we, or do we want to imagine to have a voice at the level of the region? And it could be, it will be, if it is the case, Euralo. And that's for me an important point to be discussed, because when you look at the composition of ICANN, all the bodies, it's very much in balance. You have less people from certain part of the world, and if we want to try to balance it, we need to, from my point of view, to go at the level of the region. And the other reason why I am asking this question is that, do we want to have a single point of view by the current SO and ACs, what we call the silos, or can we imagine tomorrow to have a common position by region or by sub-region or whatever? And that could be a new way of living for the whole organization. And then I think it's a very important question to be discussed now, because if not, it will be at the level of ALAC and not at the level of the region. And for the other part of the community, for other SO and ACs, I don't know where they will stand for that. That's one of the points I think we need to be able to discuss and to exchange on. Thank you very much, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sebastian, again. And I entirely agree with you that if at the moment, and as far as I follow the mailing list of the CCWG accountability working group and other mailings, this is really a crucial question also addressed to us as a region, and I'm very grateful for should be on our regional level a sort of discussion about this, because we are more or less concerned, and we will be confronted with any outcome, and therefore it would be good if there would be a sort of a regional position on this. And I really would appreciate, Sebastian, if you could step in and more or less take a lead in this discussion, because I know there is rarely anybody like you who is familiar with all the details of this debate and who can stimulate such a discussion at Euralo, and I would be very grateful about your taking the initiative and encourage our members again to follow up on this. As I see, this is just noted among the action items, so we know after the call on what we have to follow up on. Are there any other questions from other participants at the calls regarding this issue? I see approval from Sebastian. You can also note my approval to it, because I think it's an excellent idea and it's really worth to follow up on this. Any further questions regarding this agenda item? A briefing on Euralo's special issue call from last week. Some of you have participated, to my memory, at this call. Questions? If this is not the case, let me continue on our agenda with agenda item 6. Announcement on problems with the NOMCOM and ALEC nominations we faced. You may recall we had about 2 weeks ago on the Euralo list a call for nominations for the NOMCOM and ALEC, next ALEC candidates. At the end, we realized that there have been some irregularities, and I would like to ask Heidi to give us a summary about these problems we faced and to explain a little bit more. Heidi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Heidi. As Wolf was saying, we noticed that there were two irregularities in the current Eurelo selection process that were noticed right before the start of the voting. The first irregularity was that Yurio Lanciparo was incorrectly listed on the wiki as not being eligible for reappointment as the NOMCOM delegate from Europe. And in fact, he has only served one term and is eligible to serve one more term. The second irregularity was that the nomination of Yurio for the ALAC seat should have been rejected by at-large staff. According to ICANN bylaws Article 7, Section 8, as the person currently serving on the NOMCOM, Yurio is not eligible for consideration for an ALAC seat until his service on the NOMCOM is completed. And Yurio's current term as an ALAC delegate to the NOMCOM ends at the 2015 annual general meeting at ICANN 54 in Dublin. So given that these two irregularities may have substantively impacted the process, we consulted widely with non-affected parties, and it has been determined that the fairest way to proceed, given these irregularities, is to restart the entire process, beginning with a new call for nominations. And I believe, Wolf, that you are planning on doing so shortly?
Yes, we discussed this issue over the last week intensively and extensively, and we considered it in all details, and actually we found out that there is no other, let's say, transparent way, more or less, being confronted with these irregularities, that we have to restart this nomination process. I can imagine for the communities, for our members, it will be or can be understood as another hassle by asking the questions, why didn't you find out before, etc., why have you presented such a setup with uncertainties or with things, with certain facts not having been cleared. But as a matter of fact, we realized due to a hint I can buy laws that you wouldn't be in a position to put forward his candidate and to stand up for another position as long as he is officially part of the NOMCOM. So this changed the whole picture again. And we thought now we have to inform our community about these findings, and we have to give them a chance to reopen the nomination process. I do not know whether the reopening will come up with new nominations, with new suggestions, etc. I think it's still an open question, but I really see a need for transparency reasons to do this again and to bother our community with this again. I think it's really the fairest way to deal with such a difficult and complicated situation. But I ask you and invite you for further comments on this. Please raise your hand. anybody has some further questions, I don't know whether Heidi's explanations and what I said was clear enough. I see Sebastian has raised his hand. Sebastian, you have the floor.
Yes, Sebastian Machollet, as you know, I am concerned by this decision, as I am, I was candidate, and I just want to express my, I will say, my disagreement with this process.
Can you?
I don't know, but yeah, I can say it again. I as I already write to some of you and in my emails, I disagree with this process. I think that the process must go on, but as I am part of this of the candidates, I have no voice, and I don't want to have any voice. I just want to express publicly that I was very disappointed with the way taken. I think it could go on, but if it's not, it's your choice and not mine. And we will see what will happen. But I really think that it's now the time to decide where, how to do it. And I think we can follow on the process, the current process, and not reopen it. But once again, I tell you, it's your decision, it's not mine. Thank you very much, and thank you for your attention.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sebastian, for your comment. As we consulted the candidates concerned, you and Sebastian directly beforehand to give them a chance to express their opinion about the way forward. It was Sebastian who actually didn't agree with reopening. I didn't want to mention it before Sebastian himself mentioned it. But the we record your objections, Sebastian, that you do not agree with reopening the process. So I think we should know this, and we take this objection into consideration. But I think for the majority of the members, it would be good to have the chance at least to express their ideas about it, whether they will do it finally or not, or whether the outcome will be more or less the same. The option just would be, after the discussion we had, that of course you can be reselected. So if you will wants to continue for the NomCom, he do has this option as well. And let's wait and see whether the outcome will be even more favorable for Jure and you who are involved so far. But you raise your hand again, Sebastian, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Wolf. It's Sebastian Bachelet again. Just to say that I will, it's your decision, it's not mine. The second point is that it seems that I was the only one who knows the bylaws, because I could have seen that from the beginning, but I was hoping that as I was candidate, I was not the one to raise this issue. And I think that it could have been done and find out earlier by a lot of people. It's a pity that bylaw are not known by all of us enough to know that what's happening there. But I want to say again and again that our decision, and let's go on.
Okay. Thanks a lot for your understanding, Sebastian. What is appreciated, So I will discuss with Steph that we will restart this renomination with, of course, an explanation of the reasons and the inconsistency in the first round, and we will start this a process this week and with a duration of another week's time. So members who are interested to express themselves again are welcome, or maybe it will be come out as a reconfirmation with the nominations we had before. And at this point, I also would like to note that the selection process of the regional officers has not officially been opened. It was, as it was at other RELO levels, it was on the workspace, and due to the fact that Olivier, who has been the incumbent ELEC member so far, and he is not going for renomination for another ELEC term, and Olivier was suggested as the next URALO chair, so this was taken into in. We have still time since the end of last week. We know that the URALO General Assembly, face-to-face General Assembly, what we will stress under point 9, our budget request was finally, and thanks to NARALO, was approved, so we will have the face-to-face General Assembly. And the new RELO officers, URALO officers, will be selected and elected at the General Assembly itself. We still have some time until autumn, until October this year, and the official nomination process will open soon. But I think it should go in line with the preparation process for the all-over General Assembly. And it would be somehow strange before we start organizing the General Assembly that the whole nomination procedure would already be terminated. So there will be a separate call. The opinions, the ideas who have been expressed so far are noted on the workspace, so this can serve as a basis for further nominations. But for the moment, what we urgently need is candidates and selection for the next NOMCOM delegate and our next ELEC member and the regional officers and nomination process. Questions, comments on this? If this is not the case, I see no hand raised at the moment. Then let me continue with our next agenda item, what is point 7, update on selected crop travelers to Eurodic 2015 in Sofia. And as you may recall from our last call, where we discussed in detail about the final setup of the list. It was a difficult procedure this year, where we had repeated dropouts and we had to renominate, to reselect people. And finally, the list by URALO, our submission was approved by the crop review team. And we finally came up with 5 candidates. After that, list was approved. It was handed over to ICANN Constituency Travel, and I think the invitation to the candidates were followed up meanwhile. I don't know whether staff has any further information on this issue, because I do not know whether finally all the selected candidates have confirmed. Is there any information from staff side?
Well, this is Heidi. The last I heard is that all of them were being reached out to by Constituency Travel, and I can go ahead and just confirm that they are all now booked.
Sorry, Heidi, can you repeat?
Yes, I know that Constituency Travel did reach out to them, and I can follow up with them to see if everyone now has their flight booked to Sofia.
Okay. Because I see Liana has raised her hand. Please, Liana, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Wolf. This is Liana speaking. One of the approved candidates is me, and I want to say a big thank you for your kind approach to propose my candidacy and this opportunity to take part in EuroLeague meeting. And I would like to see all other travelers with this great opportunity to meet them. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Liana, for this a comment. And I see a note from Cyrenus. Can you both mention who got approval for EuroDig? Cyrenus, you are asking questions. I have to refer back to our final list. Just give me a minute. Crop candidates, there was a last minute change again, because one of the Russian candidates, yes, now I have the list in front of me. We suggested Haikas for me. Available over this day, and he suggested in his place Narin to replace him. So I recommended, okay, before we lose, we replace him by Narin. Then the second candidate is Filip Stojanovski from Metamorphosis Macedonia, what is an ETRI member. I think he was concerned as well. We got a reputation by Abti, one of our Romanian members, for Razvan Dianconescu from the University Politehnica in Bucharest. I think he was concerned as well. We had Mikhail Metrish from the Internet Support Foundation Russia, a new member. And as a fifth candidate, Fedor Smirnov from ISOC Russia. And one of them told us he won't be available, and therefore we had as a replacement option, fortunately, Liana, and then one of our Russian nominees. Nominations dropped out, Liana came in. So we had finally a complete list again. Does this answer your question, Cyrenus? And as a matter of fact, yes, Julia just mentioned in the chat, Wolf Michael until the end, so it was rather complicated to handle the whole issue this year. this back and forward. But just as a footnote, I would like to say that I am pleased again that two candidates from Armenia, and as you all know, Armenia is officially part of a Tiralo. But from our European Uralo point of view, they are considered more or less as our direct neighbors and our best friends. And I'm always pleased that we can include candidates and friends from Armenia to participate in European events like Eurodic, where they have been participated for many years so far, and for me it's always a pleasure again that finally I can, like a year ago, is accepting this this extra exceptions, etc. And I'm simply pleased to have our Armenian friends on board again. Are there any further questions on this issue, update on selected crop travelers to Eurodic? So we can contribute with five members from our side to be funded for Eurodic in Sofia, and with this I can make the bridge to Eurodic planning process for Sofia, and this is Sandra's part again. Sandra, please take your time up to 10 minutes and give me a chance for a short break because my voice is getting is having problems. The floor is yours, Sandra.
Thank you, Wolf. It's Sandra speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Go ahead.
I was actually going to propose to make it very short because we have the call in like 10 minutes. And I see there is another important agenda item on our agenda, the DA planning for Dublin. As for the Eurodic, there's not too much to say. I mean, those people who are present in this call know very well where we are with the preparation because you're all somehow involved in a session planning. Just to give you an update, we have a really, really surprisingly good number of registrations from the Southeastern European region. This was not to be expected. So we will have the first Southeastern European dialogue very well attended as it looks at the moment. We are even searching for room alternatives because the room we were considering is getting too small. I really urge you, if you haven't registered yet, please do so, because otherwise we cannot consider you for the social events and for the food. The budget is really tight and we have to calculate very strictly, and those who did not register in advance, they will probably not get the sign, the invitation for the evening event. So please check if you have already, or please register as soon as possible. The registration will close on 31st of May, which is Sunday midnight. As for the program, we have some really good elements in that program. Fadi Shahadi couldn't come anymore. He had to cancel his participation, but we are working on that he's giving us a video message. But on the other hand, the Estonian foreign minister, which is very great, Estonia also indicated already that they might be interested to host a Eurodic in the upcoming years. So this might be their first point of engagement, because Estonian delegation was never that big, maybe one or two people, but they were not really visible at Eurodic in the past. So this might change now. And we will also have a quite good representation from the host government. The Minister of Transport and Information Technologies will participate in the welcoming, and the Secretary General, the Deputy Minister in the opening. And also all the other program items One is related to the global IGF, which is about connecting the next billion. The global IGF, they established a best practice forum. They want to work, where they want to get all the national initiatives working on the same issue, and then bring the results together in Brazil. So this is also on the agenda. And then another new element will be that we have a small welcome for all people who are arriving on the 3rd of, or even earlier, on the 3rd of June. We will have the registration open in the hotel, in the foyer or lobby area. And we will also serve some drinks and some small snacks, so that the Euridi community can come together in a very informal way. No speeches, no program. It's just to say hello, to have some drinks, and make a warm welcome to everybody. So this will take place on the 3rd of June after the CEDIC until 9 o'clock in the evening, so from 6 till 9. Is there anything you would like me to, or you would like to ask me for the Eurodic? Because otherwise I would like to stop here, taking into account that the next call is on in like 10 minutes.
Yes. We are getting closer to the end, and as we had repeated briefings and update on the Eurodic planning process, our last calls. If there are no immediate or urgent questions, I see some or almost half of you will be in Sofia and have been following the process, being part of all teams, etc. So I think you are well informed. If there are no questions, then let me go to our next agenda item, which is Euralo Planning 2015, what is also since weeks or even months a standing issue. You may have seen end of last week the message by at large by Heidi that our next phase General Assembly, in line with ICANN 54 in Dublin, was approved. At the end, offered us priority to have our regional General Assembly, and therefore I think we now should start the planning process for this next General Assembly. And at large staff has opened a workspace on this for this already, and we need to come up with a consistent agenda for our next General Assembly, and there are ideas to combine this General Assembly also with a content element, and one of the ideas is to invite our regional representative Jean-Jacques Sahel to present and discuss the ICANN's regional European strategy with us, and to work with us. We even thought about having some training elements included before or after the General Assembly for new incoming members. This means there are a lot of ideas for the agenda on our table, but we have to start to work on it right now. We will have a first prep meeting with at large staff, and at the next the program slot on this, and I hope that all European members may join us. It's very early in the morning, I warn you, but it's the only it was the only option to get as many of the Europeans who will be in Buenos Aires to come together, and we should use this opportunity as the first brainstorming for a draft agenda, because I would like for the next face-to-face general assembly that it will be a cooperative and a coordinated preparation process, and not like most of the years when I made the draft, I asked for comments, etc., and rarely got some comments, etc. So it should be a multiple effort of our members. And if we start right now, we still have enough time. Heidi just posted the Uralo meeting in BA at 7:50 to 8:15 a.m. local time. Place to be confirmed on Tuesday, 23rd June. So all, please, all those members, Jimmy, Jordi, Jure, Julia, Cyrano, if you want, you are Sebastian, Cyrano, everybody who wants to join is kindly invited for this. It's a great opportunity to start. Agenda drafting and discussing other options and ideas. Then also will be the nomination for the next regional officers and reopening the nomination process is officially. Any other suggestions, comments from your side? We are close to the end.
Wolf, this is Heidi. We cannot hear you. Oh, and you've dropped, I see. Let's see if he just wants to end this. Paul? Okay, everyone, thank you. Wolf is ending the call. Thank you very much. And for those traveling to Buenos Aires, safe travels. And for those traveling to Sofia, safe travels. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.